In this edition of House Matters, Industry Minister clarifies issues surrounding environmental permits for approved scrap metal sites. Parliament approves amendments to Retiring Allowances Legislative Service Act. And later, parliamentarians pay tribute to late former MP Hedley Samuel Lawrence. The scrap metal trade resumed on January 28, some 18 months after it was closed in July 2011. Shortly after the trade resumed, media reports contended that the approved scrap metal sites were operating without the required environmental permit from the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA. In a statement to Parliament Tuesday, Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton said the Factories Corporation of Jamaica will be taking the necessary steps to ensure that the requirements stipulated by NEPA are put in place. The minister noted that months of research went into the crafting of new rules to govern the trade prior to the resumption.
As the minister under whose portfolio the scrap metal trade falls, I'm here to report that I am satisfied that the new scrap metal regime is and will be operated within the best possible regulatory framework.
Minister Hilton says reports surrounding the absence of the environmental permits represented a clear misunderstanding based on a lack of clarity arising from the recent changes in the operating structure. He points out that Cabinet had initially approved a single central site, but based on discussions with the Scrap Metal Federation, the decision was taken to have three multi-user sites.
It was agreed that these three sites would be managed by the Factories Corporation of Jamaica. The understanding was that the owners of the sites had or would have obtained the requisite permit from NEPA. Now that there's clarity concerning the NEPA requirements, the Factories Corporation of Jamaica, instead of the three owners of the three sites, has taken steps to immediately address the issue.
Minister Hilton added that the government has no intention to breach any laws or policy and so will be adhering fully to the requirements and conditions of NEPA. Minister Hilton says traders, dealers and exporters are in the process of acquiring the various permits, licenses and police recommendations necessary to operate legally. The scrap metal trade is part of the global value chain and at its zenith in 2006 earned the country $100 million in foreign exchange and provided jobs for over 10,000 persons, many from the lower socioeconomic groups. More retired legislators will now qualify for benefits following approval of amendments to the Retiring Allowances Legislative Service Act in the House of Representatives. The amendment provides for service as a parish councillor to be taken into account in determining the qualification of legislators for retiring allowances. Minister of Finance, Dr. Peter Phillips, who piloted the bill, noted that at present, several retired legislators are not eligible for retiring allowances, as under the law, they lack the main service qualifications. He says the amendment would widen the eligibility criteria for receipt of retirement allowances and increase the number of legislators who will be eligible for the benefit.
I believe this corrects an anomaly which currently exists and in many ways serves to underscore that this parliament not only recognizes for the purposes of retiring allowances services in the House, but recognizes that local government represents indeed a vital and indispensable element of the overall structure of governance in the country.
Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips. Opposition spokesperson on finance, Audley Shaw, said the bill has the full support of the opposition. And parliamentarians on Tuesday paid tribute to former Member of Parliament for East Portland, Hedley Samuel Lawrence. Mr. Lawrence died Monday, January 28. Hedley Lawrence served as a Member of Parliament from 1989 to 1997. During the period 1989 to 1993, he served as Parliamentary Secretary in the Ministry of Development, Planning and Production, where he made a significant contribution to the work being done on the environment and agricultural production. After two terms in the Jamaican Parliament, Sam Lawrence went on to become an advisor to CARICO. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.